So,
jeez, I'm not ready. So, we normally do dad jokes to fire off these episodes.
Don't tell me there's no dad joke.
Well, not being a technical father, it's tough. I feel like a faux pas.
Good one.
Doc's looking at me because as I said faux pas, I think I used that. I've used that punchline before.
The faux pas has been a faux something has been a punchline.
Faux show. I went to a concert and it was not the
Don't use Doc as your gauge. I don't remember the last time he's laughed at one of your openers.
So you should use me as a gauge.
100%.
There's your bar. Tough to impress.
What was my other one besides 100% right when we started? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You got your buzzwords.
100%.
As we all do. Mm-hmm. Hey guys, welcome to Second Office. It's your host, Alec George, with Doc and Sodi.
I've got the biggest sit on my cheek that I've had in a long time.
That's what I was staring at. That's why I weren't saying nothing.
Dude, it's huge. I popped it today. God, it was good.
Yeah?
Well, for those that are pimple popper fans.
Did it crunch?
No, but
still satisfying.
I think there's a little bit left on the mirror at work.
Those are always the best ones. Gross. Yeah, you leave that too.
No, believe it or not, I got employees that are going to be thrilled when they see that. They're going to look around.
Be like, damn.
Not going to lick it. But it's tough. Some windows, mirrors.
Tough not to lick.
Those are trigger licks.
For who?
You get it. You're a Packer fan. You ever seen the video of the kid licking the whole hand railing at Lambeau?
Dude, have you checked the standings?
Have you?
Have you checked the standings?
What do you mean?
We're in third.
Oh, okay.
We're in third place now.
Yeah, I haven't looked in a while.
With the same record, but
I was expecting to be winless. I'm pumped.
Yeah, we have one more win.
You're 6-2 now.
Are
huh?
you where you thought you'd be?
Yeah, 6-2 for the Packers. Think he did guess that.
Perfect, because I'm far right exceeding. We've already crossed my win threshold for the season. Everything from here on out is a bat mitzvah, baby.
Because you guys are what, 5-2?
Correct. So yeah, we're half game behind.
I thought we were a 4-win team.
So you guys will go 1-9 the rest of the season to prove me right.
Not necessarily.
Gosh, with the ease of schedule, bad. That sure would be bad.
Dude,
that sure would be bad.
That would be atrocious.
It sure would.
That's a big word.
Guys, how's your week?
Week's been great.
You don't want to know about, man.
Oh, now I do.
What's going on?
Now I
do. It was great.
Guy who comes over demanding a little white wine.
Yeah, like a little princess.
Is my bottle still here?
Where's my Boone's Farm?
Didn't have a glass, and then I missed what I heard was a phenomenal Halloween party.
It was great. I'm very sorry you guys missed it.
Yeah.
Me too, because apparently everyone there enjoyed my wine except for me.
Well, it was a grandma's. These are grandmas.
Here you can't
comes
trust
the grannies.
You can't trust the sewing club.
No.
Did I not?
Of course not. Here they are.
It's too bright in here, dude.
I'm out of my element.
Feel better?
If you had a long day.
Yes, thank you. Thank Actually, you. These are glasses that I very much appreciate. They were a gift, and I forgot them up at the cabin.
I was going to say, I haven't seen those ones in a while.
Yep.
I thought they were.
Went up to go see Pa, and all of a sudden he's like, hey, are these Julio shades yours? I'm like, 100%.
There's an adjective I haven't heard in a while.
What?
Julio.
Oh, my God. Well, speaking of Uncle Dave, who gifted that truck that I drove down here, he always called my brother and I Julios.
I know.
Yeah.
Which meant?
July in Spanish.
Well, sure. Is Cal also a July birthday?
Nope.
So what?
That's why I always thought he was an imposter.
I thought he meant it as like...
No, Julios for Dave was just like some Rico Suave, some freaking...
Yeah.
Like if we showed up in Abercrombie back when Abercrombie was cool, we'd be like, look at you freaking Julios.
Right. Like
you got your puka shells.
Like a Fabio. Like,
double polo. Sorry.
Yeah.
Pop.
Lululemon right. sweats right now.
Rip
and,
jeans.
And
rip
some
light.
Maui Jim sunglasses. He would look at you and go, you freaking Julio.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a jab, but good on you.
Let's bring it back.
Good on you.
Dude, I love Julio.
Yeah, it's great.
I still use that. Well, get more Julio. Wear a freaking barbecue shirt.
I don't think I can use that term.
If you Tommy the Bahama, new, I will Julio.
The
you.
New t-shirt's pretty Julio.
Is it?
Yeah. Trash light. Show camera.
You do it.
Excuse me. It's a Twilight. It's like the movie Twilight, Sodi.
Yeah.
When you can live forever, what trash will you die for? Come on, dude.
Yeah. Great.
Find I mean, you've died for a lot of trash since I've known you.
Find it on our shop, secondoffice.com.
Would you choose immortality if you had the option?
Ooh.
Mm.
Would you Nicholas Flamel it?
Absolutely. I've been trying to kill myself for years. I'm just kidding. Not trying, but.
What?
T- to like what? But you just asked if you'd want to live forever.
Can you feel pain?
So much pain.
Probably some heavy emotional pain. Yeah. The burden of living for 500 years. And you're just like, ah.
Everyone you love always dies.
Yep.
The Sandberg movie about reliving the same day every... What is that?
You told me about that.
Right?
No.
Sandberg.
Sandberg, not Sandler. Okay.
You told me about it.
Dude, I struggle sometimes.
Andy Sandberg.
You said it was very good.
It's a place in California. It's one of the most famous beaches.
Santa Monica. Then the other one is Venice. And then there's Malibu.
Anyway, phenomenal movie.
Great.
But it really makes you think, if you could live forever, would you? And God, yeah, that's a good movie. If you haven't seen that movie, please check it out.
Palm Springs.
Is that not in California?
It is. Yeah. You're correct.
Super good movie. Nice. Watch it. As they used to say back in the day, go see it.
Okay. I sure will. Okay, so rough week and a good week.
Wait, who had a good week?
Doc said it was great.
Oh, good for you.
Well, then I'll meet you in the middle. It was a mediocre week.
No, man. Come on, dude.
People pleaser.
Dude, it was great.
I told one of my new hires today after he worked his ass off, I'm like, hey, appreciate everything you did, but nobody likes to try hard. He's like, I don't know how to win with you. I'm like, you won't. Nobody does.
Just when you think you have me pegged.
You're terrible, man.
Am I?
Yes.
You gotta let people win sometimes.
Especially this day and age, man.
But Doc, you were about to elaborate on your good week.
It was just a good week, man. Lily graduated from...
You know what? I did have a good week. I did.
It was a good week.
You know why? Because a very good friend of ours and the show had their second beautiful baby girl. And mama's healthy, baby's healthy, big sister's healthy. You know who you are. We love you. Proud of you.
You see the picture of the two of them?
Oh, my God. No. But tell us about yours.
No.
You got one,
nope,
right?
Nope, it's done.
He's got two.
He's got a three-nager. Is that what you said?
Nah, that's good, man.
Wait. No, I do want your advice because we're at the beginning of the twos with what I thought was the greatest child on the planet Earth. And, oh, my God, can he be a dick?
How old is he?
Two.
Just turned two?
I think we're 2 months or a month and a half in.
So terrible twos.
But it's just simple things like, hey, buddy, it's cold out. We got to get a jacket on and your Carhartt hat.
Should we forego the sports and it's all 2 and 3 year old talk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go for it, guy.
So how do you deal with this? You're going outside. Let's say we're going to the orchard, right? He's in most of his clothes, but he needs a jacket and a Carhartt beanie. He loves both of these. These are things he's picked out. He loves these. Hey, it's time for your hat and coat. No. At that point, nothing in the heavens or the earth could move that man to put on that coat willingly or that hat. At that point, the rest of the day is devoted to no coat, no hat. I will stand this ground. And it's incredible. What I have to throw him into the air multiple times, be like, you're on a roller coaster, woo! And then he's like, ah! And then, boom, hat goes on. Doesn't even know. Barely realizes it.
Yep.
Jacket's on.
He's like, wait a minute.
What? Figures that out. Boom, jacket's back off. It's cold outside. Can't take him.
So Doc's version of this was not watching the end of the Bears-Commanders game.
Dude, it was terrible, man. It's just trash.
So you can relate. Very similar kind of story.
Lily was just throwing a fit and demanded to watch Bluey right at that second. And I'm like, in 30 seconds. I got 30 seconds left of this game. I want to see if they'll do it. She's like, no, Bluey now.
Have you tried the avoidance maneuver? That's our new thing. When he throws a fit.
Ignore.
Gal and I scream, just tear out of the room and go hide from him. Because nobody wants to be around you when you have an attitude. And all of a sudden, he's by himself. He can't work the television. He doesn't know how to feed himself. He realizes, I have a necessity for Mama and Alec. They are now gone because of me.
I'm fucked.
Yes.
That's definitely one way to
try that. It's a good...
If you've got a nanny cam,
it's super fun to watch him just go...
Definitely will.
It's like John Travolta going,
what the fuck?
They were both just here... I said Monsters, Inc. Alex said Zach Bryan. Poof. Everyone's gone.
Now they're gone.
It's one way to do it, I guess.
Not how you would go about it?
No.
Enlighten.
It's just not what we do.
You turn Bluey on.
Do you do the eye contact
I turned Bluey on last night because my beautiful wife was working out and left me to be a solo parent.
She's there too sometimes.
And listen, I just was like, I'm not fucking
just not dealing with it.
Yeah, it's been a day already.
I get you.
Not dealing with it. But yeah, so you know, I just missed the ending of the greatest Hail Mary ever, but whatever.
The Hail Maryland, we're calling it.
Nice.
You know why?
No.
Because of all the connections to Maryland.
I don't know why we're calling it Hail Maryland.
Okay.
You just come up with that?
It makes no sense.
I heard somebody else say Hail Maryland.
Doesn't make sense.
Okay.
It's a hashtag.
Okay, great. Good weeks all around. Toddlers are great.
Well, toddlers are great. Dude, what I was trying to say earlier is she graduated from level one of gymnastics. Super proud. Got to stand on the stage.
Yeah.
Held up her ribbon.
Seriously?
It was great. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say she graduated to a three-nager.
No. Probably the proudest moment I've had as a dad so far. Like, I literally had to, like, you know, choke some back. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Let's go.
That's huge, man.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Talk but more like, about that.
Yeah. Very good stuff.
When did she start gymnastics?
Was she psyched about it up there?
Yeah.
For her little ribbon?
Oh, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Started gymnastics 9 weeks ago.
Because of the Olympics, you told me.
Because of the Olympics.
Yep.
So we're only 9 weeks in, and she's a ribbon winner?
Yeah. So, right. Yeah. And so, yeah, we watched gymnastics over the summer because my wife's a huge Olympics fan and watches everything, right?
Do you guys have a favorite? Is it Simone?
Yeah, she loves Simone Biles, right? Who doesn't?
Well, our YouTube, it's Zach Bryan, Monster Trucks, Dirt Bikes.
So Lily's is Simone.
Yeah, him and I made that algorithm together.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
And yeah, so Lily loves gymnastics in general and like just gymnastics. That's all she wanted to watch. And thank God we had the Olympic trials on DVR recorded.
And wasn't she gymnasticking on?
Was she as pissed
she was
about
being a gymnast
the limitations
on the
our team had as you were? About how many people got to go? She sounds
yes,
adamant.
Yes, absolutely. Dude, Lily was like, how dare they only allow two Americans compete in this event.
She had strong opinions.
Absolutely. She wrote a letter and it was like, I was like, you know how to write?
We got to get her
what
out
are
of
we
public
doing?
School now.
I was like, Jesus.
We need her opinions on the show.
But no, man, she always wanted to watch it, jumped off the couch, and we were like, do you want to do gymnastics?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So did she get like foam pit and.
Dude, foam pit.
Yeah.
And like, it's legit. So we tried a gymnastics place over the summer the first time, and it was not it. There was no Russian lady yelling at my kid.
Yeah, like, and you're like, it's not what I'm paying for.
I got foam pit the first time I tried speed stick during football practice. It was terrible. Keep going.
What is this guy doing over here?
Don't listen to
him. And I'm just like, how? Like, I have to have people yelling at my kid. I'm going to make an Olympic champion here.
Yeah.
Because she's not going to be tall. So
where's the mean Russian lady?
We got to do something here.
What do you mean?
Well, my wife's very short.
You don't know. How tall is your grandparents?
Not that tall.
I'm going to be the tallest person in my family out of mom, dad, and brother. That comes from grandma and grandpa. Wait, grandma and grandpa are short too? You shorties got to quit breeding.
They're about my height.
Just kidding. We are.
But, yeah. No, so we went to this new place, and they don't yell, right? Because they're 2 or 3 year olds.
Democratic.
You let him tell the damn story.
Yes. No, he can't help himself.
Well, he leaves these pauses. Pauses for comedic timing.
The one time that I'm actually talking.
Jeez, I know. I love this. I want to encourage
you. So this is why Doc doesn't talk.
Let him talk about his dang 3-year-old.
Doc will have notes, and when the doctor's in, and he's usually out of office, though.
But we love when he's
in. Chug that Celsius.
Please continue.
So now,
Lily, I do want to hear, this is why I asked about Lily and gymnastics.
Well, no, it's fine. I mean, you know, you pretty much have a child now.
Like it or not.
Same age range.
Yep.
You need to.
No, my gal has 2. That's the problem. Mm.
Because you're a child.
Because it's him.
Yeah, literally everything that he wants to do all day is everything I want to do.
You're just like, that sounds great.
I'm like, we're going to watch Zach Bryan, have coffee, go to the orchard, look at horses, talk to the chickens, corn dog, nap.
But seriously.
It's perfect.
It's really like, how do you tell a child no when you pick them up from daycare or school and they're like, burger? Oh, hell yeah, we
you're
can
like,
get McDonald's
you're
tonight.
Like, you're like, I'm so proud.
Yeah.
I'll take them to the homeless shelter and say, these people started with a burger.
We should have ribbons waiting for when they ask for great things, when they get off of daycare.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Burger. She did it. He wants a burger. So
that was one of my favorite
lines. She
need
to come Burger Quest?
From a grandparent.
She loves burgers.
Was it like, ah, God, that must be your first kid. Like, why do you say that? And like, you just cheered that he ate a pea. You went, yeah, good job.
Like, it was a pea.
He ate a vegetable. I'm like, yeah, it was a big deal.
No, that's great.
Good Lord.
Well, see, how do you get your kid to eat veggies?
My kid eats.
You know what I do? I make it look like the coolest thing since sliced bread. I go, you don't want those? Sheesh. I stab one right off his plate and go, all of a sudden, very quickly, he says, not yours. These are my breasties. I said, well, breasty it up, big boy.
Two-year-old eating breasties. That's impressive.
Dude has a very expansive palate.
Love Brussels sprouts.
Well, mom can cook everything very well. Mm. And so she puts everything on his plate. He'll touch it all. He will tell you, I like, I don't like. Sauce, yes, no sauce.
Very communicative.
Yep, he's smart.
That's good.
No sign language, though, so he's behind the ball, technically. Not he even, can do done.
Not even.
No. Mm. That's mommy, I'll go to bed. I'm just kidding. It's not. Jeez.
I'm not even give that one
Nobody
to
Nobody watches this.
<I'm> just kidding. So.
Let's hope.
All right.
That's a clip.
Georgie,
for sure.
Your week. How was the Halloween party? I'm sorry I missed it.
You
Doc, I'm sure you were there.
I have some fucking
I have a father that had a back surgery, and he's...
I wasn't
He's
here.
Not old. Oh, you weren't?
No.
You probably had a good reason.
You had to do some winterizing.
Yeah, dude.
I had to go help my elderly father with back surgery.
The three-year-old was
the
reason.
To take care of the resort.
I got the text. Resort. I got the text. Dude, I'm sorry. It is not Lily's night. We can't make it. Do not have kids.
Damn
it. Legit. Yeah, I was like,
that's way better than mine.
I was like, don't do it.
I had a couple lower-end units that needed... Fluid changes.
Winterizing.
Winterizing.
Dude, literally, my daughter had a blowout at daycare. So we get there, and she's in somebody else's pants.
Wait,
because
is that after you said yes to the burger?
Yeah. And we're just like, we're picking her up. We're like, who the fuck's pants are these? These are my... What pants are my kids wearing
You're beating
right
kids
now?
Kids up and
right?
taking
like,
their
what
pants.
The hell? Like, what's going on here?
She's like, my pants.
Fucking Debo and then she's screaming that here. She doesn't want to leave daycare, and we're like, well, that's illegal.
Yep.
Can't leave you here. Then she wants to drive the car.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, whatever. Get in the fucking car.
Wait, do you guys not have the steering wheel?
No, not on the car seat.
They have that. It's like $30. It's super cool.
Yeah, not happening.
And you can actually, like, turn signals and everything. Mav will sit in the back and be like, move it, lady! I'm like, yeah, but you're right. She is the problem.
No, my daughter would be like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, because she says that
yeah.
sometimes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
And but, yeah, no, I literally, we picked her up. We drove back home, and she was still having a thing. And I looked at Courtney. I was like, this probably shouldn't happen tonight. And so then I sent you the text. I was like, yeah, this is,
yeah,
don't fucking
bad.
Do it.
That is too bad.
Well, apparently they had a great time. A bunch of old ladies drank my wine.
Yeah, they sure did. They crushed it. No issue at all. So thank you. They thank you, I'm sure.
What was the highlight of the party? Was there any recording?
Got to see family that I haven't seen in a long time. That was very nice.
That's your choice.
All of our friends showed up. Not all of our friends. Most of our friends showed up and
all of his friends were there.
We had a great time. It was a lot of fun.
I'm sure.
It was a lot of fun. It went a bit late.
I promise you, it had nothing to do with the two people that see you on a weekly basis coming. We were busy. Not that we see you every week.
My dad, back surgery, needs me, right? My daughter. Mm-hmm. What am I supposed to say?
Yeah, your dog's just sitting there.
Yeah,
like your seriously. Cat's even better than your dog.
I get it.
What time do you think the party wrapped up?
Yeah, I haven't told you the story yet. So
even in my 32-year-old age, a wild night for me, I'm up past midnight. Yeah. So like 12:30, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm door dashing a Big Mac at 12:30 because
good.
I don't know what's going to happen the next morning.
You actually did that. We did that together. It was about 12:30 and
calm down.
Yep, it was great.
I don't know how long ago that was.
A couple months.
Too long.
Anyway, we're good.
So...
Yeah, that was a good time.
Correct.
I believe it was late enough that I actually got a coffee delivered with it. They were like, by the way, coffee's available right now, too, if you want to cross menus. Like, yes. I'm like, no, as well.
No, you got too large. We got pop. It wasn't coffee time.
Wow, he just...
I remember.
They bust meat sody.
They might have turned into a cocktail, that's why. I think they were mixers. Good point.
Yep.
Georgie's like, we can't put vodka in coffee.
Yeah. Don't be dumb. So it was 4 a.m. which I was not okay with.
Literally, he told me this.
How was the wife? Was the wife the one keeping it till 4?
Yeah.
Where is this party monster been?
I'm trying to drop hints, and I'm cleaning up for like an hour straight. And then I eventually realize it's futile, and I come down here, watch a movie, get a little more stoned.
She's in the garage. Just bum, 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 bum. I want you in my room.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah. I can't believe very I missed
accurate.
That.
Very, very accurate.
Were you running around the house going, Encarnacion? Won't you please just go to bed with me?
Then we break our vows together. Yeah. Encarnacion. Okay. Yes, that song was sung, and I was Nacho Libre. And Emily was Sister Encarnacion.
Did you wear?
And so she was in costume all night. Mine was very itchy, so I had to limit my costume time. When I put it on, I came out and I did the, I grabbed her. I said, "Hey, don't you know this woman is a nun? And if you guys got a problem with that,
you could just fight me.
Well, you can just fight me."
What everyone he didn't laughed. Realize is everyone he was laughed. Saying that to a homeless group on the street.
Yep.
And they did.
Yeah. And they fought him.
And he got cut.
They thought it was his friends that he planted.
Mm-hmm. Great party. It was a lot of fun.
What was the
thanks
menu
to all
like?
Who came.
I heard something close to 72 hot dogs.
Hot dogs, s'mores.
How many hot dogs?
Yeah, we bought 72 hot dogs.
Sick.
And we had
that
like,
wasn't
yeah. It was that many hot dogs.
Three more than 69.
And like and most of them eaten. Like, we bought the correct amount to be on the safe side.
Are there any left?
Plenty of hot dogs left.
We got lefty glizzies?
Lefty glizzies got way too much beer. Everyone just brought their own booze.
Yeah.
Why aren't we eating right. wieners?
No,
you can. You guys want to try my balls?
No.
Yep.
Shelly packed me a dinner.
Excuse me. Okay. What do you guys say? We're only 22 minutes in.
That's
so,
it?
So,
I feel sports. Like we've been doing this for hours.
Couple things. Anthony Edwards, the youngest to reach 800 career three-pointers. Anthony Edwards.
That seems like a lot.
It sure does. Justin Jefferson has passed Randy Moss for most games with 100-plus receiving yards before turning 26. Hooray for cherry pick stats. Woo! Our guys are really good at them.
That seems like a lot.
Thanks. It is. Okay. Jefferson and Ant, they recreated the Moss KG pick.
Yeah, they did.
Which is great. So I get to do both the... And...
Ow.
Here we go. That was very cool for everyone who was asking for that for years. They did.
Who do you
it,
think would
awesome.
Do better in the other sport?
They talked about this. And
Ant said that he's ready to go to the NFL after he wins a ring.
I would say
I
it's
don't
harder.
Doubt that.
I would say it's harder for football players to get to the NBA.
Yep.
Because it's like they're like 13 men rosters.
I think pure athleticism translates better to the NFL than pure athleticism translates to the NBA.
It does.
Well, 100%. I mean, you got tight ends that used to play college basketball who
it's
are.
It's a nickel yeah. every time you say 100%, just so you know.
All right.
I probably owe you money anyways. That's fine.
At least he doesn't say honey.
Honey?
That's 25.
Let me ask you a question.
Don't.
Got him.
I missed that one on the copyright list.
I only bring up the cover because, first of all, it's awesome. They do talk about that. To me, it's kind of a no-brainer. Like, I don't know. The NBA is – there's so many less NBA players in a season than there is NFL players.
You think?
Well, not only that, but, like, I mean, you're trying to put a ball in a hole.
And, again, the
which I found out is not the main goal.
The shortest, but also this, the shortest
you've
player on an NBA court, the shortest player on an NBA court could very well be the tallest guy on an NFL field.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Probably not quite, but.
I watched like
they're a different. They're a different athlete, right?
And Clayton Bigsby. No, not Clayton
The problem, Bigsby. Though, is Ant came out and said, like, he would run down Derrick Henry or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, no, you said he could tackle Derrick yeah. Henry. Yeah, uh-huh.
Not happening.
Size difference isn't
hang
that
on.
Much.
I liked what Anthony Edwards had to say. He goes, I'm in basketball shape. I'm 6'3", what, 220?
Correct.
He goes, if I was lifting and eating like you guys were, I'd be 6'3", 250.
Yep.
What is Derrick Henry?
That.
Close to that.
Yeah.
He's like, no problem, linebacker all day.
Yeah.
And I believe that.
Said linebacker or safety. I could see him doing okay.
Kevin Love. When he came into the league as a Timberwolf and after he went on his 9 almonds a day diet,
yep.
He dropped all of his weight. Mm-hmm. He became a better basketball player.
Correct.
He would have been a shittier football player.
Yeah. Correct.
Yep. So I think if Anthony Edwards went on the Ocho Cinco McDonald's diet and kept working out the way he is,
Well, it's Uncrustables.
He'd be a hell of a floater.
It's Uncrustables. Yeah, that's the most popular sideline snack.
Well, what is? Like, have you seen how many they eat?
Who? Crush them. NFL players.
NFL in general.
Yeah.
I always thought it was mustard glizzies like Mark Sanchez. No, have you seen how they pee?
Dude, the Denver Broncos eat 700 Uncrustables a week.
Really?
What's their record?
Oh, my God.
Is there a correlation to Uncrustables? The more Uncrustables, the worse your team does?
No, I think the better. The Broncos are not bad.
They got a good defense, and Bo Nix is kind of coming on.
Dude, so
how many Uncrustables?
I think it's like in the 300s a week.
That sounds like a low number.
That is the most consumed food item at halftime by NFL players.
That's crazy.
That makes sense.
I saw that, but I didn't. 700 in a week. GP yes, must be every day at practice.
Practice games.
They probably hire.
You think about the protein to carb ratio on that.
Kanye once said all day, all day. I went to the mall, Uncrustables all day.
I don't know if that was sure. Anyways,
oh wait, Alan Kingdom was on that one, wasn't he?
Sure was.
God, do you
guys like Uncrustables?
Yes, absolutely.
When's the last time you put one in a toaster?
So do teams need to just hire like an Uncrustables guy? I'd love to
be
that guy.
I've actually never put one in a toaster.
Your face when you went like, because you didn't go, oh, huge fan of that. You never have.
Oh, yeah.
Take an Uncrustable out of the freezer, put it in the fridge.
Oh God, yeah, fridge.
Till
sure.
It's soft.
Yes.
Toaster. For 2 minutes, take it out.
Yes.
Let it pop. Let it sit in that toaster for a minute. Back down for another two because the internals have to warm up. Mm. Put it on your plate. I'm drooling. You will never eat a cold Uncrustable again.
All right.
Yeah. No, he's right.
Remember
the second toaster is?
The second pop.
Maybe not needed, but.
So if you want to rush it, if you're cool with outside hot, inside cold pizza rolls, which I was. One 2 minute toast on the Uncrustable. Otherwise, it's 2 minutes down, 1 minute up. 2 minutes down, hammer down.
That's what I've always said too. You gotta go in for 2 minutes, out a minute, back in for 2 minutes.
Can't argue with that.
Nice
success rate.
Yeah.
Apparently, she's an asshole now.
Big time.
Luckily, the kid turned out all right. I'm kidding.
That's still up for debate.
That was the joke.
I only bring up Edwards and Jefferson because I love when our star athletes love Minnesota because that doesn't happen that often. Here's
you
know what.
Who loved Minnesota, Carl Anthony Towns.
He sure did, and we were like, "Who?"
We said,
"Bye."
Who's that?
So,
Cat.
I don't know.
Here's what Jefferson says: "Quote:
He was a huge.
I just want to win a championship for Minnesota. The people are too good. The fan base is too good. It's been a long time coming, and I'm gonna cry."
Well, so who said that?
Justin Jefferson.
Well, you know why, right? Because, these guys know whoever brings home the first championship will be gods.
They'll be absolute gods in here. Yes.
Look at Gary Anderson. Minnesota, 100%. You can cost us a championship, and you're still a god.
True.
You got us close.
And conversely, is not the word I was looking for, but what Ant said was, if I can, I'm trying to stay here my whole career. I ain't trying to go nowhere.
Well, because you know why, right? In the preseason when they played the Knicks or whatever, that fan was like, come join us. And he's like, I'd love to play with Cat again.
Cat said it.
Cat's coming.
No. Cat said, I'd miss you.
Ant said it.
Yeah, he said, I'd love to play with Cat again.
No,
Cat's
Ant
coming
said,
here.
When my contract's up.
Cat's coming back.
No. He's basically said, I'm going to go to New York.
He didn't say that.
Okay.
Look up the... And
not so many words.
I saw what Doc was...
Yeah,
I did too. Yeah, and I heard Ant's going to New York to reunite with Kat to a big East Coast market. Mm-hmm. Get the fuck out of Minnesota. Hey, everyone. Alec from the Second Office here to remind you to set sail with the most experienced team in expedition cruising. That's the National Geographic Lindbad Expeditions Team. You'll explore the world's most extraordinary places alongside to be named later renowned guest speakers and the ever more engaging Science at Sea programs. If you have not heard about this, please look it up. Every voyage offers a deeper understanding of our planet's wonders, and my favorite part, a chance to make a positive impact on the environments and cultures you visit and become a part of. Do us a favor, book early with Kay at Sulite Experiences. Again, that's K-A-Y at suliteexperience.com. And save on 2026 and 2027 voyages. Start your adventure today with National Geographic Lindblad Expeditions, where exploration meets conservation. Mention this ad for additional savings when you email Kay at kay@suliteexperience.com. Hey everyone, Sody with the Second Office here. I'm sure I don't have to remind you, we're entering a new age of cannabis in this wonderful state of Minnesota, and our friends over at Flipside Dispensary and Music want to be your guide to finding that perfect high. You can shop their curated selection of THC and CBD edibles and drinks, peruse their 1,500 $5 records, chill in their custom-built listening lounges, and enjoy a cannabis atmosphere that is second to none. Located directly across from Bogart's Donuts in Minneapolis, Flipside is ready to help you spark a moment of joy and vibe to the music while you do it. Find them at FlipsideMN.com or at FlipsideMN on socials. Mention this ad and get 10% off your entire order. See you on the flip side. That's what I heard.
That is,
I heard if they KG me,
you heard wrong,
and keep getting rid of talent around me, I'm going to go to Boston.
What do you
go,
mean? What do you mean?
Anything's possible.
What do you mean keep?
This guy.
What do you mean keep? Because I feel like all we've done is surround this dude with talent better than the franchise ever has in their life.
This guy.
With Ant?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah. What's your point? Seriously. We have not surrounded this guy with talent.
I feel like,
well, we got rid of Alex Rodriguez for one.
The end result of such a lopsided conversation is too obvious to acquire elimination.
Well, I mean, we just got rid of Alex Rodriguez. What kind of franchise gets rid of Alex Rodriguez?
Glenn Taylor. You suck.
When did we get rid of A-Rod?
When we...
What are you guys talking about?
We went unabashed and belligerent on that freaking deal. By the way, unabashed belligerence. Is that free for a week?
Yes, it is.
So you can listen to all of our premiums.
Sign up for Preemie.
For a week.
For a week.
Sign up for Preemie, you get a week of Freemie.
So you can literally take a week's test drive of all the uncensored, unfiltered, unscripted nonsense. The true blood and gore, I think, of what makes us a body.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. You can do that.
Now that's available.
Patreon.com/the second office.
Clip, clip, clip.
Clippy, clippy.
I'm put this one.
Clippy dippy. Okay, let's, quick recap. Vikes are bad again. So
wait a minute. Georgie, you heard my theory. That game between the Rams and the Vikings was a tryout for who's going to lead the Vikings through the playoffs and who's going to take the Rams through the next few years of oblivion.
Sody thinks we're trading for Stafford.
Yep. I think KOC and Stafford.
Darnold had a really good game.
Did he?
Yes.
I think Stafford had a better one.
Yeah.
If you had to look at that game and say, I want one of these two quarterbacks to be mine.
You're just not going to talk about anything else that made them have good games?
No.
Like three pressures in 39 dropbacks?
I'm going to talk about...
For Stafford?
I'm going to talk about the fact that Stafford looked like twice the quarterback Darnold did that day.
What did Darnold do wrong last game? That had nothing to do with Darnold. What are you talking... I'm not saying Stafford
not
wouldn't be better for
reads,
us.
Not looking through the entire route. I watched Stafford sit...
You're pulling shit out of your ass. Look at his stats. He had a really good game. The offense did not struggle that much.
I mean, he did take
a Packer fan to try to talk to a Viking.
He did take a safety at the end of the game that really cost him the game.
I meant, sorry, no.
Get out of the end zone.
I meant
out of the end zone. Hey,
what is your deal?
What do you mean? If he would have grabbed him by the jersey, is it a safety?
Yeah.
So that's what they called it.
Good point.
Get out of the end zone.
You're so stupid.
But Dan Orlovsky ran out of the end zone against the Vikings.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I want Stafford. I'm done with Darnold.
Okay, that's great.
This $2 donkey's out of gas.
That's great. Why do you have to disparage one to prop up the other?
What do you mean?
You're talking shit about Darnold when he had a very good game.
How do you move on from a past relationship? You talk shit about the old one.
Okay. Okay, we'll move on then. Fuck. Okay, but legit question.
Wait, we have one of those?
Yes.
You should have prefaced with that. So, we should have started the whole show with that.
Legit question.
Isn't this the sports show?
It's
Wait, is this the free one or is this the one?
That's the free one. Sody. Shoot. Legit question, please, you guys. Because now I can't do it either.
Is this about Corey legit?
Nope. How much did the refs contribute to this Vikings loss?
None.
None whatsoever.
I think they missed a few penalties.
0%.
If we were up by 14, that face mask wouldn't have mattered.
Okay.
I'll give you 3%.
3%? Okay, yeah. It's probably a low percentage,
right? I don't think we lost
the
game because of the refs. I think we lost the game because our pressure could not get to Matt Stafford before he could dice us up.
100%. So, that's
Yeah, I mean, I think your coach mm-hmm. said it best, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that game's not summed up by that one missed call.
Nope.
Do you guys still have a possible chance if they don't miss that call? Yes.
But even then, we got to get the two, and then it goes OT, right?
Yeah. So,
No, there was, okay, so there was phantom holding calls that allowed them to,
call would have made a difference, they would have made it. We'll just say that. That game's going to end whether or not we get another play or not.
I don't think that's what they were thinking. I don't think they're thinking, let's get the fuck out of here. Maybe. Hey, brother. Maybe. Okay. To your point, Vikings pressured Matthew Stafford on only 3 of his 34 dropbacks. That 9% pressure rate was their lowest in a game since 2020.
And he looked relaxed.
Just a beautiful rainbow of a pocket.
Do you see the sidearms he was throwing?
Beautiful. Yeah, had no issue
that
at all.
That Stafford?
I know. Yeah.
There's Matt Stafford, and then what we saw was that Stafford.
Nice.
Hashtag that Stafford.
That Stafford.
T-shirt.
Okay.
Copyright.
Good.
75 cents.
Yeah, lay off Brian.
No, we get...
yeah, wait.
Fuck Brian.
We're talking about...
No, the t-shirt Brian.
Different Brian.
Yeah.
Do we have a Fuck Brian t-shirt yet? We should send him one.
Oh, yeah. With a coupon to
hashtag
our...
Hashtag fuck you,
to
Brian.
Like our premium content or something.
And then we can send him a copy of his season.
Let's invite him on the show. I don't care. Come on.
We could be good friends.
No, I bet he's a drag.
Yeah, he might suck. He might suck. No, that's true. So, no, I agree. Refs made it... I'll say they made it a little easier on the Rams. They had some weird calls that allowed them to extend drives that they got touchdowns off of, for sure. Even so, it's a low percentage. The refs did not. We all love to think so, right? We all love to think so. Oh, but we never would have known.
I will say the refs...
How do they miss that call?
The refs noticed a lot of stuff that we did on third downs that we should not have done.
What was the money line?
Like what?
Like passing... Just stupid things. I watched that whole game. Every drive was kept. The reason both teams scored 2 touchdowns in the first 2 drives, first game of all season, by the way, that teams went touchdown, 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 touchdown.
Vikings could have scored a touchdown or a field goal, and they would have covered the spread, to your point. So you got to fucking wonder.
Yeah.
Okay. Either way, we love to think, oh, yeah, we got hosed. And sure, that was egregious, 100% egregious, right? And especially in the pool report where the refs are like, there were too many players. We didn't have a good angle. And then all the stills coming out after where they're each 10 feet from it. And Sam's looking at him like the fucking exorcist. So bullshit, right? They missed a call and it was ugly. My question is, across all $4 billion sports leagues, multi-billion dollar leagues, why can they not 10 seconds later look up at the Jumbotron and be like, sorry, our bad. It's a first down. Why can that not happen? That makes no sense to me.
It's not a sports league. It's an entertainment network, though.
Wouldn't it be
Thursday
more entertaining?
Football is a television series, not a sports show.
So stuff like that allows for more discourse and allows for more discourse.
Legally, they don't have to they don't have to make it fair anymore. Stop. You want to get canceled?
You just did.
So, the WWNFL.
Don't mess with Roger the Clown Goodell.
Is that your answer? Because that's kind of what I was looking for from you.
No, because I don't want the last thing that I cheer for to be fake. And everything else I've rooted for.
That's what I'm saying.
Turned out
so
to be
why
trash.
In the world can they not do the right thing? That's what it is. It's doing the right thing. If we go to Western Conference Finals, game 2 with the Wolves last year, when before Luka hit that step back on Rudy. Don't give me that look.
Name
before
the last thing you trusted
Luka
with your
that
time,
back
energy,
on Rudy,
and love
before
that
he
did
hit
the right
the step
thing.
Back
no,
on
just,
Rudy.
There's not
yes,
a single
please.
Thing in this planet
please.
That you can put time, please. Energy, and love to that will ever do the right thing.
Okay.
Ever.
Before Luka hit the step back on Rudy, it
other than
not,
your mother,
it should not have come to that because Jaden Daniels got smacked on the arm by Kyrie Irving and the ball went out of bounds.
What are we
that is not reviewable. So The Mavericks got the ball when it should never have happened. They should have been able to.
He wants to expand replay. That's the point he's making.
They should have been able to look at that and been like, yeah, that's a clear foul. It only went out of bounds because it's Kyrie and it's Wolves' ball. And then we're shooting free throws and we probably win the game. They changed the rule after the finals. And it's been put into effect twice at this time, where one team reviews it, but the review doesn't go their way because the refs found a foul in the play. You know, they changed that rule in the offseason. Why can they not look at it 5 seconds later on the 30-foot freaking screens that millions of people are seeing and say sorry? Why is that not a thing?
You'd have to ask Adele.
What's the hardest thing to say? I was wrong.
We're sorry.
Now that's easy.
We're sorry.
So sorry.
Okay. But earlier you're talking about like how everything in your life is just turning to trash, or this is trash, or this is trash.
Name something you could put time, energy, and love to that does the right thing.
But I just want to know, when you live forever, what trash would you die for?
T-shirt.
McDonald's. Find it, secondoffice.org or .com. That brings you there, too. You'll get there.
We own it all. .com.org.
Damn right. Hard drugs. I don't have the
damn right
for.
We do. Okay. So that's my only gripe. Also.
That's your only gripe? In life?
No.
How with are the, you with friends the, with this
with
guy?
With the game. You don't
he frustrates
you don't let
you
us
so
get a
much.
Point across. You hear a word. You're a damn squirrel, dude. You go off the word.
It's the Celsius.
It's got to be.
It's the Celsius.
Well, I didn't have a bottle of white wine waiting for me.
I'm also fired up because Darrisaw's out for the year. So
yeah, that's really what you guys should be more upset about. That's really the loss that happened this week.
Forgot
not
about
the actual
that for
game
a hot
result.
Second. So you called me after and you said this. You said, do we deserve this? And I said, usually.
Yes, you guys really do.
Usually we deserve it. Yeah.
Especially when you pick on the other guy.
A song comes to mind. I believe it's
only 3 seconds of it, so we don't get sued.
Hello, darkness, my everything is wonderful now. You know that song?
If you don't, you're not going to get it because you got to stop singing.
Okay. I think I know what you're doing, though. I thought you were going to do
it. Hey!
Thought you were going to say, hello, darkness, my old friend.
High school hell.
Shh.
Sheesh. Okay.
Mom's painting.
But hey, easy next three games for the Vikes, right, as they face the rest of the AFC South. So we'll freaking see.
Tennessee trash, the Jacksonville junk, and the who?
Indianapolis.
Well, incapacitated. Indianapolis incapacitated.
Were you out of breath?
No.
Did you have to take a break?
I was just wondering if I could say the C word.
That's what my old carbureted Harley sounds like if I don't have the tuning right.
I'm not going to.
Well, no, I was just, you're talking about the team that plays in Indiana.
Yeah.
You get a little winded every now and then. You got to take yourself out of the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what'd you guys think about that? The second year quarterback has to pull himself out for a play because he was tired.
He's chubby.
He's not, though.
Have you seen him?
Yeah. He's pretty thin.
You're the quarterback.
You're the damn quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah.
Running back shouldn't get tired.
He's traded. He's done.
Because especially the Colts look really good with Flacco back there.
Name
good
a quarterback
team.
On a team that you think's in the best shape out of anybody on their team. I'll wait.
Lamar?
Nope. I'd say any wide receiver's in better shape than him.
I don't think so.
Really? Running back?
I think Lamar Jackson's probably in the best shape.
Yeah.
You could maybe argue Derrick Henry just because he's a beast, but they're different shapes.
Henry's one of those athletes who spends a bunch on his body, so it could be him. But there'd be Lamar.
Tom Brady spends more on his body than anyone. LeBron James.
Oh, I'd say, okay, Brady, to your point then.
Does LeBron James ever take breath breaks? Does he ever get tired?
It's basketball. Is load it? Management.
Yeah, that's what they do.
But, okay. LeBron James, I think, spends the most on his body in rehab than any other professional athlete in American sports.
Correct.
So I bet
I bet he calls himself out of games multiple times.
And
nobody bats a fucking eye at that.
No,
but
okay.
I bet he didn't when he was younger.
Okay, but also, if you watch Starting Five at the beginning of last season, the first game, they tell him, you are on a minute's restriction.
That was
and he said, that's bullshit. You know I'm in better shape than all these kids.
Yeah.
And he is. And this season, he just came out and say he plans to play 82 games.
That's it.
LeBron James
is
40.
160?
LeBron James is 40 and just had a 32-point triple-double. You can't talk shit. It's amazing. He's 40 and just put up a 32-point triple.
Well, if you raised your own point guard to dish your passes every game, it'd probably be easier.
He didn't play.
No, dude, he's getting sent to the G League after they made history.
Yeah, he's G League.
Because he's a gangster. He's... Just kidding. I don't know how the G League works. I know the D League's for development. Is the G for just like, good you're here.
Gatorade, actually. G stands for Gatorade.
Seriously?
And I'm dead serious.
Is the D League now the G League?
Yes.
Correct.
So it's not the developmental league. It's just have more Gatorade league.
It's very much the developmental league, but
they wanted to get
College players can go right to the G League if they want to start making money sooner.
They wanted to get away from the D League because everyone was like, "Oh, it's the D League because it's bad."
Bunch of dick.
Yes, exactly. Okay, Packers. Another easy win, but at the cost of potentially Jordan Love, who's day to day with a groin injury.
Day to day.
Not worried yet.
Who? What man isn't?
Well, not worried. They got the Lions coming up.
When's the last time your groin was in question?
How's your confidence against the Lions with Love versus Malik?
Actually,
Sealy,
I'm good.
Yep,
I feel good.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. No, I think game plan changes and I think
they'll be fine. The coaches will coach him up. They'll do their best. They'll put their best foot forward, and I have every confidence that they can win the game. I would not be shocked if they lost the game. It's the freaking Detroit Lions.
They look so good.
Jordan
that offense is nuts.
Invited this new quarterback to live close to him, like maybe in the same cul-de-sac. Maybe him and Malik could be neighbors.
Doc, what are your thoughts of the Packers hiring Robert Saleh?
Isn't there a Malik neighbors playing in the NFL?
Yep, you nailed it, Sody. It was a good one.
Is it the same Malik?
No.
No.
That guy plays for the Giants. Halfway through the joke, I'm like, this is going to land.
But it was all right. So.
That's all right. We're here.
We're doing good. You happy about Saleh?
I
love
it. I think it's hilarious.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
Why the Packers? What's the ties? Why did he go right to Green Bay like 2 days later?
Because him and Matt are best friends.
Matt was,
LaFleur was his best man at his wedding.
Saleh's
really?
Wedding, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you not do research?
They were roommates at, I think, what, Central Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Central Michigan mini-mites.
Probably a really good pickup then. Shit. Okay. Xavier McKinney, his 6th interception. Well, man alive.
And I also think it's great because Saleh's not there to do anything with the defense. He's there Advisor strictly to advise the offense on what he would scheme against them.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So
that's
he's so smart. He's like a scout D coordinator.
Oh, yes. That's so smart.
Sick, dude. Why don't more people create a position like that?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Fucking brilliant.
Especially like with his mind. Like he's a defensive genius.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, like what's the weakness I see against your offense?
Yeah.
I'm going to expose it so you can be ready. Because I think right now, speaking of the Vikings, what people are starting to see is we've watched enough Beefalo tape to see this year how to expose
it. What you wonder. Mm-hmm. What you got to wonder. I know.
We're not as lethal as we were.
But what's still weird is the pass rush. Like, what happened? Like, the pass rush was good. We had good pass rushers.
People figured it out.
No, I'm saying even when we rushed 4, our edges were getting there. How does Stafford have that much time?
And
that was a second string O line for
because
the most part.
Because you were pulling a D lineman back and sending a Cam Bynum or sending a Harrison Smith. All of the things that we did the first 6 weeks were new. Hip with it and wow now. They're not. They're taped now.
Yeah.
And it shows.
That's what I'm wondering.
It's shelf life, another term. The tape of our defense, B-flow, revolutionary. First 5 weeks. There are 18 of these.
No, I know. I wondered this too because we've said from the beginning of the year the defensive side of the ball lacks talent.
It's kind of like me when I'm dating someone new. I show them all the cool shit in the first 5 dates. The next 13, they're like, it's pretty predictable. Been a while since we had that one. Do we have any new sound bites?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can use it.
Sick.
Don't tell me which one.
Okay.
Is it one I recommended?
Just go for the ride, baby.
Yeah,
go for the ride.
I hope it comes up organically. What was I saying? That's really cool that they did that with Saleh. That's a really smart idea.
Yeah, it's just another middle finger to fucking McCarthy. Aaron Rodgers. Like,
I was just saying something. What were we just talking about?
How good the Packers were?
No, that wasn't it.
You were, though.
Wasn't it.
How are they? Are they good?
They're talking where I thought they would be.
So we're talking Packers-Lions, and yeah.
Are they Kings of the North? Because we can't use that title.
No,
we've used it way too much.
My point was, holy shit, the Lions right now. Question for you guys, is Goff the best quarterback in football right now?
No.
No.
No?
Patrick Mahomes is. And I hate to admit it, but he is.
In real life football, yeah.
Performance-wise so far this season?
Patrick Mahomes.
No, not even close. You can't say that.
His team's undefeated.
Sody, stop. For real.
Beat him.
That's not what I'm saying. Look at the stats for this many weeks into the season. Okay. Mahomes are kind of shit. Yep.
Do you want to play Stat Wars, or do you want to play who's the best quarterback?
I'm playing Stat Wars right now.
Okay, Stat Wars.
Lamar Jackson.
Kirk Cousins is doing well. Do you want him back? Would you rather have Kirk over Darnold? Because I think Kirk's playing better than Sam.
Who is performing as the best quarterback in the league right now? It's Jared Goff.
He only had 85 yards last week.
Who's performing second best in the league?
I'm not wrong.
Lamar.
He had 85 yards.
I have it right here.
Three touchdowns. Okay,
so this is a Lions stat, not
a Goff. His completion percentage is great.
This is a Lions stat, not a Goff stat. Yes, it is. But
so it's Kool-Aid from the people that made Kool-Aid.
Before halftime, the Lions had 35 points, and Goff had passed for 28 yards. And
they got 60.
Yeah, for real.
And a bunch of garbage yards. But no, your stats are correct.
I think Goff's really good.
He's insane.
He got pissed off and hammered at the end of the game of Madden and made whatever 8-year-old he was playing online against cry.
Jared Goff has the highest completion percentage and passer rating in a 5-game span in NFL history.
Yeah, because
they're doing college. Fucking gas pedal. Don't stop. Run it up.
Is that his fault?
No.
He's been the best quarterback in the league this year.
But that's not what's like.
Statistically.
You're talking about like yards. Like yards.
If he had to come back,
that's all I'm saying.
If he was down by 14 to start every fourth quarter and he had the same stats, I would agree with you. He's not.
So
powder puff.
No, sorry, that was my question. I'm saying you got to pick a quarterback for the Super Bowl, you pick Pat Mahomes.
No,
but they're not yards.
Josh Allen.
Okay.
If I'm building a team right now, I pick Josh Allen because I feel like he's the most durable.
Okay. Well, I just said your team is in the Super Bowl. You pick your quarterback. Who are you picking?
Josh Allen.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson.
Right behind Josh Allen, Matt Stafford. Right behind Matt Stafford, Seneca Wallace.
Mahomes, Lamar, Josh Allen for me.
Josh Allen, Matt Stafford. Where's Tyler Thigpen?
So you were saying Mahomes before. So you don't even dude, you contradict yourself all the time.
Mahomes is better than Goff.
You weren't listening to him. Every list,
Mahomes is above Goff, I promise you. But I promise
you. He's just the loudest guy in the room.
Josh Allen's above Mahomes.
For what?
Who's the best quarterback right now? Statistically, I don't care.
That's what I was saying. Okay, but you also said Mahomes. You said Mahomes, though.
Yeah.
The first thing you said, but now he's not even top three.
I don't think Goff's top five.
That's not what I just said. You just keep moving the damn goalpost, dude.
What do you mean? I think Mahomes is playing better than Goff.
You said Mahomes. I don't like it. When I said, is he the best quarterback in football? You said, no, Mahomes. And then we just went through your top three and he wasn't on there.
Because if I'm building a team, if I'm in the Super Bowl, this is who I pick, right? Not who the best quarterback is. This is who I pick. Okay. You just don't like my answers.
My point is you can talk yourself out of anything, and it's impressive, but it pisses me off sometimes.
Why?
But he didn't talk himself out of it.
I don't think you asked enough questions.
Okay.
This is how Trump felt during the debate.
Oh, my God.
Louisiana. Yeah, you get such hard questions that you can't answer.
Well, I think we should fact-check both parties. I thought
we were going to get fact-checked.
Yeah, exactly.
What about the people that were stationed in military bases when Kamala said there was no soldiers?
You should probably stop right now. We should probably stop. We're not going to go there.
Where the fuck are those
We got
guys?
Unabashed coming right up. We got them coming right up.
And if you haven't heard full episodes of that, I believe you have a free week to do that.
Absolutely.
You sure do.
Hammer down.
Yep.
What are the details on that, Tuck? Free week of unabashed belligerence and all premium content, including the fantasy flush. Flush.
Mm-hmm. I mean, some people have a fetish about it.
Same thing.
Mount Rushmore's, all the other stupid stuff we've done that is highly entertaining.
It is.
It is. Very much is.
It is very nice. It's easily downloadable. It's a good, easy commute listen.
As Bo Burnham
you
once
will not
said
regret it.
In his greatest comedy special, Inside, Daddy made you some content.
No regrets.
We know him on a personal level.
It's true.
We had dinner with him on the Roosevelt rooftop in California. Mark L. Young.
Very, very nice guy.
When I met him, I was like, he's Australian?
Sody, I'm sorry I have to circle back just to...
I love circling back.
I have to do this for me. Okay, you said no. As much as you don't want to say it, Pat Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. And now we are in the Super Bowl game. So you are choosing to not have what you consider the best quarterback in the league when it comes to the Super Bowl.
If you want to play the he said, she should game, I'm a narcissist. Let's go.
She should.
Yep, she should.
She should.
That's where I put them after I put them in a box. So you said Matt Stafford statistically, I'm sorry, Jared Goff statistically is the best quarterback in football right now, right?
Correct.
And I said, no, he's not. He's not the best quarterback in football.
I just said, is he the best quarterback in football
right
now?
And I said, no. Who did I say?
You said Pat Mahomes.
And then you said, if you were in the Super Bowl, you'd pick your quarterback. Who would you pick? And I said,
I would pick Mahomes.
Josh Allen. Behind that would be Matt Stafford.
So my point is, you would not choose what you consider to be the best quarterback in the league for the Super Bowl?
Much like the Lions, when they were drafting and Jahmyr Gibbs was available at 12, they didn't say, who's the best who's the best fit for the team I want to build? That's
point.
What Dan Campbell does. The best fit for the team I would coach and I would build is going to start with Josh Allen. If I can't get him, the next best is Matt Stafford. Mahomes is not going to buy into so the rhetoric different. And the fucking culture that I create. I promise you that.
Why do you?
Because he runs like he's Kermit the Frog, like he's got something stuck up his butt.
This is my only point is that he talk out of anything. It's a skill, but it just gets me sometimes when I'm trying to make a point.
Well, I don't think you fully understand the questions you asked. I think right now the best quarterback in football is Patrick Mahomes. Okay. I'm not denying
that. He just wouldn't pick the best quarterback to be on
his team. If I was the coach in the Super Bowl
team.
And I got to pick a quarterback, okay. I'd pick Josh Allen.
I don't want the best.
Okay, that was my question.
I built the best.
Okay.
It's big, it's beautiful, it can run,
okay.
It can throw.
Yep.
But if I can't have that.
It's been the best for years.
I want the guy who can't run.
We were ready to rock right okay. before COVID, and then everything got ruined for Josh Allen.
Yep.
COVID was designed to help Patrick Mahomes win.
God forbid. You
take fans out of the stadium. Yep. Give everyone a mask.
Duh.
Jeez. This is a great Sody episode.
Just saying.
Okay. All right. We got to touch on the Wolves.
Touching.
Are they playing?
Oh.
No, not tonight. But they are 2-1. They lost opening night to the Lakers. Have won.
Are we
going to
talk
set.
About the Wild? They're 5-1-2.
I know. They finally lost for the first time in regulation. Let's go Wild.
To a terrible Philly Flyers team.
I know.
I do love Philly. Like, they're like my second favorite team.
You always had a superstar. And what was that? Chell 9? Yep. You were always a Flyer.
Always a Flyer, baby.
Yep.
You know why?
The jerseys are
Brad
sick.
Brad Street Bullies. Back in the day, in the 70s, the Brad Street Bullies realized they don't have the payroll to pay for talented players. So their coach said, the first person who scores against us, kick his fucking ass. And they did. Their captain had 3 teeth. Bobby Smith or something like that. But if you watch Brad Street Bullies, anything on YouTube, you'll watch a bunch of dudes not wearing helmets playing for the Flyers. And some guy would just skate around him and score. Next time they drop the puck, they'd kick his ass. Mm. And they'd say, no more scoring on our ice. And you'd go, okay.
Sorry.
They won a Stanley Cup kicking people's ass that scored against them.
Bad boy Pistons. Won
Nobody's
finals
ever
by,
used that term.
By
the bad boy Pistons.
That's literally their nickname. There's documentaries on the bad
the
boy
Detroit
Pistons.
Detroit Pistons.
Yes. When they won. Yeah, dude.
Ben Wallace?
It was before Ben Wallace. It was Isaiah Thomas. And Bill.
Who?
He was a Pacer, wasn't he?
Jeez Louise. No, there was Bill Laimbeer who would literally kick everyone's ass. For if they came in the paint, he'd punch them.
We're talking about a non-contact sport.
Yes. Watch the documentary.
Just chicken.
Watch the documentary.
The Bad Boy Pistons.
It's literally their fucking name. Multiple documentaries.
If we had one of those polls, which is a poll, have you heard of A, Broad Street Bullies, B, Bad Boy Pistons? What do you think the percentage is?
Oh, not even close. Pistons.
Really?
Oh, dude, there is no doubt in my mind. Because I've never heard about that Flyers team.
You've never heard of the term Broad Street Bullies.
I've heard that, but I've never heard
Bad Boy Pistons.
Okay.
I've never heard either.
Well, really? You never heard of the Broad Street Bullies?
Well, this will not be decided here then. So, yes, NBA, first of all, has a much larger following than the NHL.
I don't agree with you.
But it's true. It is true.
Fact check.
It is true.
Doc.
I guess I am just assuming that, to be fair.
You have no statistical background.
No, but it's...
How many people watch the NHL? Question mark.
They do have the same amount of games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So?
Dude, it's definitely the NBA.
58.6 million people in North America watched NHL games last season.
Okay.
It's about to be blown away.
Yep. Now do NBA.
Just because of the TV rights deals, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, NHL just came to ESPN a couple years ago.
How many people watch the NBA?
You didn't say question mark.
As I say that, I think I might get screwed here. 1.56 million. Wait, hang on. We're going to have to do a deep dive on this.
Okay.
This is going to be part of Unabashed.
Okay.
Where we fact check.
Okay, I'm 99.9% sure that the NBA is a larger watched product. And I'm not saying that's because it's a better sport. It's like, part of the reason I watch NBA is because it's drama for men. The B stories are great. And then it's like, oh man, this guy has these two players have the same baby mama, and now they're playing against each other.
I was gonna say there's a reason there's not a show called The Real Housewives of the Minnesota Wild.
Correct.
It'd be yeah. them going, what?
Mm-hmm. No, and there is a really funny thing.
I don't know what
there is a really funny thing where there's thousands of NBA athletes and like 18 baby mamas in the NBA. A lot of these NBA players have the same baby mamas. There's weird numbers around it, and I'm sorry to just bring that up.
No, but like while that, but you're mentioning that,
it's a thing.
I 100% can see why Americans would rather watch that than a sport that
yes.
is devoid of
most stories. Devoid of that, completely devoid of that, right?
Most watched sports leagues in the United States in 2023 by minutes watched in billions.
Where's the NFL? MLS?
Is this first and then going down?
The MLS is at 3.1 billion minutes.
Okay.
The first is the NFL at 974
billion minutes.
Billion, yep.
Okay.
You know the episode of Kill Tony where Shane Gillis dresses up as Trump got over 2 billion minutes just that?
I had no idea about that.
Very interesting. So,
Major League Baseball is second at 329.
That's a for baseball,
but only a third of the NFL. Oh wow!
Yep,
crazy
pitch count guaranteed. That helped. That
the NHL has 181
bill.
Yep.
Okay.
And the Professional Basketball League has 285. 100 more.
100 bill more.
That's nothing.
So you're just wrong. Like it's not controversial. Way more people would know who the Bad Boy Pistons are.
I disagree with that.
There are multiple documentaries. Show me the documentary on the Flyers team.
It's called Broad Street Bullies. It's a documentary. There's multiple.
There's a 30 for 30. 30 for 30 didn't do Broad Street Bullies.
Actually, that's how I watched it.
Oh, cool. Okay.
30 for 30 about the Philadelphia Flyers.
Okay, that's cool. So they did both. Sody? As
30 and 30, Philadelphia Flyers, a story about the Broad Street Bullies. 2010, an HBO documentary called Broad Street Bullies.
Great. So, Sody, let's do each other a favor and let's watch those. I would love to watch
each other. No favors.
Same time. We'll do that and we'll have the documentary on.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Good. Okay. Back to the Wolves.
Just got
Julius Randle looks really good.
Ow.
And all the three pointers, which I think is fun.
I'd like to thank our marketing team for allowing him to shoot the most baskets any new player has ever shot ever to try to make him a crowd favorite, but it worked. Julius Randle just set a record for most blank,
like most points scored in a Timberwolves play, a new Timberwolves
first
player.
First two games. I believe it's first three now.
It would have had, no. It was first two because he went. No. You're right, because he had either. Okay, something like that.
God, I love made-up statistics.
No, it was the first two, and then he had a good third game,
but he had a quote on there where he's like, oh, everyone's just been so unselfish, and it's like...
Except for you.
No, they haven't. Well, Anthony Edwards told him. He said, don't worry about us. We'll work around you.
And I think that very much is a great marketing ploy, because what you just got rid of a fan favorite in Cat.
Cat who?
So you have to make Julius Randle a household name. How do you do that? It's not him getting rebounds.
Buckets, baby.
Exactly. You get his name in front of people, in front of faces. When you hear, and that's another, Julius Randle, all of a sudden, you're a crowd favorite.
So you don't think it has anything to do with maybe that's the best thing to help the Wolves win the game is by giving him the ball?
Did Cat do that?
No, he's done better than Cat.
Yeah, no, Cat.
Do you think Cat's better than Julius?
I think they're very even. I give the slight edge to Cat. However,
see,
the trade.
I feel like I'm going to switch on that though.
Feeding the cat the way we're feeding the jewels.
Cat wouldn't though. Cat would defer too much.
Brick.
Fair.
He would defer too much, right? Julius is a better passer, which helps. And maybe that's
I'm just picturing
offense,
the scene from Semi-Pro where they just keep passing it back and forth to each other. Like, no,
only
you.
If you want it.
Only if you want it, man.
Only if you want it.
No, you feel it. You got it. You got it.
True.
Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back.
I do wonder, though, if we were shooting all these three-pointers with if we just told Cat, which I feel like the fan base was screaming for years,
he
just shoot threes.
He
just shoot
them.
Threes, Cat. Please just shoot threes.
He loved them.
Like, Ant's shooting 14 threes a game right now.
Just play free
which
throw
is
to free
nuts,
throw line.
Which is super nuts. It's a lot of threes. If Cat was doing the same thing at 40%, just saying. I don't know. You wonder. One's got to wonder.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Dwayne Wade's statue got released. Looks nothing like Dwayne Wade.
That's
I heard
not
about
his statue.
That. God.
He even said, who's that guy? Which is hilarious. It got unveiled.
So bad.
He said, who's that guy? And
well, you know, people that used to build statues are terrible. We're tearing them down.
Oh, my God. No, dude, okay. No.
It's not a joke.
That doesn't deserve that.
Well, I think the joke was that we're tearing them down because they're...
And we can't find anyone else to make
new
ones.
It was the people
who
built
them.
It was the people who built them, not why we took them down. That wasn't the...
They're making busts.
I stand by it.
Busty boys.
I don't think he was being controversial.
100%.
He is.
Okay.
Hello.
The Clippers.
Yeah. About this guy?
Did you see? Good point.
Here's an envelope.
Push. Okay. You guys know who Steve Ballmer is, owner of the Clippers?
Oh, Ballmer.
Dude, that new stadium's wild.
That new stadium's crazy. And he paid Hans Zimmer to compose an original song for the Clippers.
That's gangster.
That's awesome. Can't wait to hear it. It's probably out here somewhere. But yeah, no, it's Hans Zimmer, dude. You kidding me? Is it like entry music as they're coming in?
Can we
get
him to do
song?
Our opener?
I'll reach out. I'll happily reach out.
All right, nice.
Wait, don't we have a contract with our boy Vern?
Yeah, but it's Hans Zimmer.
Yeah, right. He'll understand.
He'd understand.
Right. Anyways, cool.
Seriously, we made it through?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, God, it's been burning time until we can get to the
as
fucking
the,
premium shit.
As the music plays, world... Here, there's a couple headlines. 88-year-old Frenchman evacuated a whole hospital because he had a World War I shell stuck in his butt.
Hell yeah.
I was going to say, it had to be a fart.
God, that would be the world's most dynamite shark.
Nice. Yeah, big time it would.
Oh! 10 points for Gryffindor.
Slytherin, baby.
Wisconsin Pizzeria apologizes.
Wait a minute. You're a Slytherin fan?
He's a Slytherin.
I'm a Slytherin.
If you can Slytherin.
Why?
Do what is necessary.
You take the test, Sody. What are you? Do you even know who you are?
How do we take the test? I know what I am.
Hufflepuff.
I'm a Hufflepuff.
Go to Pottermore.
Remember Quidditch World Cup? Hufflepuff!
Yeah, he's for sure.
Purple and gold, baby.
Yep, true.
Yeah. Woo!
Ravenclaw. Wisconsin Pizzeria apologizes after customers get high from pizzas accidentally contaminated with THC.
Oh, no.
How's that happen? On accident.
It's just science.
Probably doesn't, right?
His walls is a pussy.
In Wisconsin.
Wisconsin parties.
Wisconsin
I went
parties.
There for a Bloody Mary after they shut bars down, and I ended up with a leg tat. Two of them.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. SecondOffice.com. SecondOffice.org for the shop. Patreon.com/SecondOffice, where you can
There's a lot of stuff happening on Patreon right now.
A whole bunch of stuff. Sign up. You get a week
free. A whole bunch of stuff?
Yeah, you get a week free right
now. All of the stuff.
All of the stuff.
How much content is there right now? 68 content.
68, and it will be more after tonight.
How many more? One more? Which would make it?
69.